boosting your self-esteem. The best way to stop worrying about what others think about you and being overly dependent on someone else is to raise your self-esteem. If you are suffering with low self-esteem, then you will lack the motivation to change your situation. But when you see the easy tips below, it will give you the chance to put a halt to the low self-esteem vicious cycle. Although the tips are easy to understand and apply, you need to accept that it is a process and will take time to see results. You need to be persistent with your efforts and you will be rewarded. So, here are 12 tips to give your self-esteem a much-needed boost. 1. Make a list of what you have achieved to date. Don't even think about saying that you have never achieved anything in your life. This is just your low self-esteem doing the talking. All of us have accomplished more things than we give ourselves credit for. So, get out your journal or a blank sheet of paper and write down those things that you have achieved that make you feel really proud. Think about achievements at school or college, passing your driving test, helping somebody who needed it, mastering a skill, etc. It doesn't matter if the achievement seems small to you, just write it down. Spend quality time doing this and don't rush it. If you are struggling for ideas, then ask your family or a friend that really knows you to help. When you have finished your list, review it and wallow in the glory of your past achievements. 2. What are your values? Think about the true values in your life. Forget about any values that have been forced on you by others or the media. What is really important to you? The point of doing this is to check to see if you are living by your true values. Quite often, people that worry about what others think do not live their lives in alignment with their true values. If you find any discrepancies, then decide what you are going to do to put this right. Record this in your journal. This is a very liberating thing to do, and we urge you to do it. When you live by your true values, your self-esteem will go way up. 3. Get creative. Creativity is a great way to get your juices flowing and raise your self-esteem. It will stimulate your brain, and you will feel so much better after performing a creative task. Again, please don't say that you are not at all creative. We all have a level of creativity, and you can develop this further. So, what will you do that is creative? Write a short story or a poem? Create something on your computer like a drawing or a logo? Did you used to play the piano as a child? If so, then find a keyboard that you can use to create a new tune. Do anything as long as it is creative. 4. Identify limiting beliefs and eradicate them. This is something that will take time and effort to do for sure, but you can really benefit from this, so we highly recommend that you make a commitment to follow through on this. A limiting belief is something that will hold you back in life. This could be about money, your ability to do something, and a number of other things. The best way to identify limiting beliefs is to act when you have a negative thought about yourself. Rather than just accept this limitation, you need to challenge it to find out where the thought came from. So, if you have a thought like, "You will never be able to do that," then try and identify where this comes from. Did you hear this as a child regularly when you were growing up? Perhaps someone that had a lot of influence over you told you that you need to know your limitations and accept them? These are examples of limiting beliefs. Once you have identified them, you can use techniques to replace them with empowering beliefs. 5. Get out of your comfort zone. One of the best ways to give your self-esteem a boost is to get out of your comfort zone. What does this mean? Well, we all have things that we feel comfortable doing in life. If someone asks us or you challenge yourself to do something that you have never done before, then this will take you out of your comfort zone if you do it. This can literally be anything. The reason that this works is that you will feel a great deal of satisfaction and pride achieving something that you didn't realize you could do before. It increases your confidence to go even further outside of your comfort zone. So, think of something small that you can do today. If you don't normally say hello to people that you come across in your day-to-day life, then try smiling and saying hello politely. Or why not create a website for yourself using the free tools that are available? Choose something and then complete it. Then do something else and build your self-esteem. 6. Leave the past behind. Many people live in the past. They are haunted by mistakes that they made, and this keeps their self-esteem low. So make a commitment that you will stop dwelling in the past and look forward instead. If you need help from a trained counselor to achieve this, then do that. We've all made mistakes in the past and done things that we are not proud of. The best thing to do is learn from this and move on. If you feel yourself drifting back into your past, then say to yourself, "This is gone, and I am focused on the future now." It will not be easy at first, but keep persevering with this because it will set you free. 7. Provide your help to others. In a previous section, we asked you to identify your strengths and talents. Use the skills that you have to help someone else. This will give you a warm feeling inside and will do wonders for your self-esteem. Maybe you are good with children and can help others with their parenting issues. Search online for parenting forums and sign up for a couple of them. This is always free. Then find questions raised by other members of the forum and make a post offering them advice. Most people will be very grateful for this and will thank you. Be aware that there are a small number of people on forums who are never grateful or just plain obnoxious and may respond in a negative way to your advice. If this happens, then ignore them. You will find most of the members are not like this at all and will respond positively to you when you try and help. 8. Get inspired. Instead of watching nonsense on the TV, read an inspirational book or something online. There's a ton of stuff available. If you prefer to watch videos, then go on YouTube and find something inspiring. You will be spoiled for choice. The aim here is to lift you up and put you in a great frame of mind. By reading or watching something inspirational, it can give you the belief that you can change your life for the better. This will make you feel a lot more positive about yourself and increase your self-esteem. 9. Avoid negative people. This can be a real tough one because you probably have close friends or family members that always see the negative in everything and will bring you down without even realizing it. If you know some of these doom and gloom merchants, then our best advice is to avoid them as much as you can. Try to find more positive people that you can associate with. Search online for forums or communities that have a positive vibe. Get out and about and increase your social circle by finding people with a positive outlook. 10. Make sure that you look your best. People that have low self-esteem often let themselves go and stop caring about how they look. If you are in this situation, then make a commitment to change and start presenting yourself to the world in a better way. It is amazing the effect that some new clothes or a new hairstyle can have on you. If you are a man and have grown a beard because you couldn't be bothered, then shave it off today. For women, how about a new hairdo or a manicure? Take small steps to improve your appearance and improve your self-esteem at the same time. 11. Tackle your fears head-on. Do you have fears that are holding you back? Most of us have. The best way to tackle any fears that you have is to face them head-on. So, for example, if you have a fear of public speaking, then just do it anyway. We're not suggesting that this will be easy for you. It is not easy for anyone. But if you have irrational fears that keep moving forward and face them, will you be afraid? Yes, you probably will. But you will feel so great afterwards, and it will work wonders with your self-esteem. 12. Treat failure as part of your development. For people with low self-esteem, failing at something, however minor, can completely devastate them. It sends them into a total negative spiral, and their self-esteem really hits rock bottom. They tell themselves that they are useless, and they will always fail. If you feel like this, then we are asking you to change your thinking. We want you to accept failure as part of your growth and development. Everybody fails, even though they might not want to admit it. Treat any failure as an opportunity for you to grow. You can learn why you failed and move on as a more knowledgeable individual. Don't fear failure. Many famous people failed many times before they succeeded. Walt Disney was turned down by over 300 banks for his Disneyland idea. But he kept going, and the rest is history. It is far better to try something and fail than be fearful and never try anything at all. In the next video, we will look at ways to boost your confidence if you worry about what other people think about you.